You're listening to the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast, brought to you by Exmark Manufacturing. 30 years of pioneering spirit and innovation have resulted in legendary durability, all-day comfort, and unmatched cut quality. Go check them out at Exmark.com. And Crest Commercial, introducing the 8-Minute Cyber System, the industry's first truly game-changing innovation in commercial battery-powered OPE. Professional landscapers can now replace their gas-powered equipment without sacrificing performance, power, or runtime. For more information or to find a Crest dealer near you, visit Crest.com. You're listening to the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast, the weekly show sharing proven methods and systems in marketing, equipment, and customer service. Educational and motivational to help make your lawn care business an overwhelming success. Now, here's your host, Julio Tomei.
Welcome, Lawn Care Nation, to another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. I'm your host, Julio Tomei, and this is episode number 437, entitled That's a Wrap Plus Bonus Equip Expo Interviews. Well, hello, everybody, and thanks again for joining me this week on another episode of the Lawn Care Business Success Podcast. Really appreciate you guys tuning in each and every week, and of course, for the questions, comments, and feedback that you guys send through each and every week. I really do appreciate all of you guys out there for that. Quick little update. I know on the last episode I was talking about some truck issues with the vehicle, and I seem to have sorted it out. So that's positive news. Ended up being the alternator. So after all of that stuff that was going with the batteries and stuff, not being able to start in the mornings, that was really throwing me off. Isn't that always the case though, when another issue happens, but then there's some other like sort of related issues that have been kind of intermittent at the time, and it kind of really throws off your ability to diagnose the problem because of sort of related issues that seem to be just randomly happening as well. But at any rate, all sorted out with the new batteries in the truck. It's had no issue with starting even on the really cold, frosty mornings where it's dipping into the minus temperatures. And then, of course, with the new alternator, no issues with the batteries not charging, indicator light coming on the dash anymore. So thankful to have that resolved and taken care of. And on to the next thing. There's always something. I'm sure it won't be too long before something else will need to be looked after. So this past week, as I mentioned in last week's episode, was going to be my last week of actual lawn care work for 2023, for my 18th season. And I was able to wrap everything up. I started off on the Monday, as I probably mentioned in last week's episode, with tackling my last lawn mowing and leaf cleanup job with the Navigator. Got that all sorted out. And then the rest of the week, I focused in on doing hedge trimming and tree pruning and stuff like that that I had for a few clients that I had promised that I would get done before they needed to put their Christmas lights and things up. And was able to tackle each one of those. Did it sort of really took it easy because of not really needing to be in a rush the rest of the week with those leaf cleanups and all that stuff sort of leading up to the end of the season. Was just chaotic with time change and all that, with shorter daylight hours. It was just like go sort of thing, trying to get as much as you could done before daylight ran out. So this last week, because there was no more mowing or anything like that that I needed to do, and it was just the hedge trimming jobs, just the pruning jobs, all that sort of stuff, I just tackled them kind of on a relaxed sort of basis. I just did them one job per day so I wouldn't have to stress myself. The other thing too was because of my knee and some knee issues and stuff, with a few of these jobs, I had to do a lot of ladder work going up and down. So I didn't want to overstrain my knee doing that, because I noticed a couple weeks back when I was putting up Christmas lights on my own house that, you know, just by the end of it, going up and down the ladder to do Christmas lights, that the one knee was getting pretty annoyed by having to do that. So I was like, okay, well, I don't want to push it too much and then be stuck, you know, and, you know, potentially pull the muscle again or something like that in my knee, and then be in a situation where, you know, that's it for me, and then I can't finish those jobs that I've promised. So I was, you know, I'll just take it easy, do the, you know, a job a day, give my knee time to recover from each of those, and it worked out really well. All the customers were very pleased with the hedge trimming jobs and stuff like that. There's a few of them there that are just like, they're always over the moon when I do their hedges and stuff, and they just can't stop talking about how nice they look and all that sort of stuff. So that's always so nice when you're you know, going to your regular clients and they're looking forward to you doing that, you know, particular job each year. And yeah, it's just, you know, very rewarding feeling when you have clients that really appreciate your work like that. So that was awesome to get those done. So I am officially done here for 2023, all completely wrapped up. I'm recording this on the Monday before this episode comes out, so November the 27th, and happy Thanksgiving to all of you in the U.S. Who would have just went through your Thanksgiving weekend and made it through the chaos of Black Friday and Cyber Monday and all that sort of stuff. Hopefully you guys are taking advantage or took advantage of any deals that popped up, like I mentioned a few weeks back in one of the episodes of, you know, a time to be grateful, to, you know, think forward to client gifts and things, and ordering things like custom Christmas cards and stuff like that. If that is stuff that interests you, then, you know, those Black Friday and Cyber Monday deals are great times to take advantage of that, to be able to do that. So, yeah, hopefully you guys were able to do that. Of course, this time of year, too, when the season wraps up and everything is, you know, at the end of the year, and it's time for like that reflection and thinking about what you want to change for your year next year, is a great time to plan and to potentially start thinking about those purchases moving forward. I'm doing that in my own business as well, kind of planning what I would like to do for next year, some potential pieces of equipment or accessories for equipment that I'm looking at, either figuring out a way to make work, and just some ideas that I've got in my head, thinking forward to the spring season and dethatching and things like that, and you know, with lawn renovations and stuff. I think next year is going to be pretty crazy for me here in terms of that. I used to do tons and tons of lawn renovations years ago. It's slowed down a little bit the last few years, just because I think part of it is just the economy and all that sort of stuff, and just kind of the chaos the last few years. This next year going forward is going to be completely different, regardless of the economy or anything like that, because of that Schaefer beetle issue that we're dealing with here. Like I said, I think I've mentioned this on previous episodes, where we have that European Schaefer beetle infestation that has come over here for about 10 or 12 years. It's been an issue in surrounding cities, but we have this really massive river called the Fraser River that kind of divides some of the suburbs from the main city of Vancouver, and I'm on that other side of the river. So for about 10 years, these other main cities like Vancouver and some, you know, closer suburbs to Vancouver have been just completely terrorized by these grubs in their lawns, just completely destroying whole neighborhoods, their lawns and stuff. And it's been such a battle because of the very short window to be able to treat these things. Is like the third week of July is like the only time that you can deal with these things. So it causes a lot of chaos. The crows and the skunks and the raccoons just tear up your lawn in the evening looking for these grubs. So I've always been kind of warning customers, saying, you know, it's just a matter of time. You know, we've got this sort of natural barrier, the Fraser River, that's preventing them from coming across because the river is just so massive, but eventually they will, enough of them will work their way through, on cargo and things on trucks and stuff that are driving over the bridges and things. And eventually there will be enough of them here that they start, reproducing, and then we're going to have an issue. And about 3 years ago, I started to see signs of it showing up on lawns just right across the river. Like as soon as you cross the bridge, there's some gas stations and things like that. And you could see on the boulevard some signs of shaver beetle damage. And I was like, uh-oh, that's it. Like, you know, now it's just a matter of time, like a couple years, and it'll be all the way, through the suburbs here on this side of the river as well. And so it's been about 3 years, and now it's finally to where I'm at. I saw last year where it was kind of midway point between where I first initially saw it 3 years ago to where it is now. So you could see it's definitely working its way through and working, all the way. I think the only real natural barrier to like the rest of Canada will probably be the Rocky Mountains. So I think it's just going to keep working its way east until it hits the Rocky Mountains that border British Columbia and Alberta, and that'll probably stop it there. But you never know what happens. And whether they have those issues in other parts of Canada, I don't know. But yeah, it's been pretty, chaotic with that. Just seeing just in this last year, last few months, actually, because a lot of the damage happens in the fall. So it was sort of that week of the Equip Expo and stuff when I was going away, where I started to see like lawns being torn up by the wildlife. And now you see it in all over the neighborhood as well. So that's what I'm sort of thinking for the future, thinking for next spring that, because a lot of that damage happened now in the fall, which is what is typical. It'll start from the fall through to the spring. There's not much you can do about it. You can't, reseed lawns and stuff. It's just getting too cold with, the frost in the mornings and stuff like that. So, at this point, you just leave it until the spring and then take care of it in the spring. So I'm anticipating a very busy spring for 2024 in terms of lawn renovations and stuff. So, been kind of building up to that, thinking about that already. As you guys may have noticed, like this past year, I did a partnership and worked together with Lansi with their compost roller, and was already testing that out on a few lawns just for regular top dressing stuff, already anticipating that, hey, this is coming, so I better start getting some of those tools in place and stuff, of things that, I didn't normally need before, but will probably need more regularly now. So I'm thinking ahead to maybe possibly using sort of like dethatcher type rake attachments and stuff, and utilizing the Navigator for that, since it has that whole vacuum pickup. I know Detach Equipment makes some accessories for that, but also thinking about maybe utilizing the Commercial 30, the gas Commercial 30 for that as well. I know there's a company that makes, I can't remember the name of the company off the top of my head right now, but there is a company that makes for the X-Mark, because the X-Mark has those removable wheels, like the whole front wheel height adjustment system on the X-Mark version of the Commercial 30, not the Toro version. So the Toro version has, the wheels don't come off. They're like a standard lawnmower where you just have like a little tab that you push and you can adjust the height that way. Some would say easier for height adjustment that way, because you're not having to physically remove the wheel. On the X-Mark, you pull a tab, you pull the wheel out, it comes with like the tire, the shaft and everything comes out, and then you put it in the next corresponding hole. There's a bunch of holes there for different height adjustments, and you actually physically move the wheels to different heights. So I know some guys prefer one over the other and vice versa. But one advantage of having all of those extra holes is that there's a company I've seen that makes accessories for the Exmark version of that mower, because it has all those wheel height adjustments. And they, one of the things they make is a front dethatching rake with some wheels on the front of that, and it literally like pops on the mower in a few seconds because it utilizes those extra height adjustment holes that you're not using. So it pops in there with some pins that go through those holes, and there you go. You've got this like rake on the front of your mower that as you're mowing, it's loosening up all that thatch and stuff. And then the Commercial 30, of course, is vacuuming it up as you're going along. So thinking about certain things like that I could maybe utilize for this coming season, I think would be super helpful to be able to do that. So just planning ahead. So if you guys are in that sort of similar situation, like say in the winter off season, it's a great time, obviously, to reflect on, you know, some of the jobs that you went through, some of the equipment that you've been using. Is it time to upgrade certain pieces, or do you need to add to your equipment fleet? And, you know, think about that. Of course, there's all sorts of different tools and things that you can upgrade. And it's always, you know, a good time as well, because you have the time to sort of digest some information, look at reviews, and sort of dial in and think about exactly what it is that you need, and also look for the best deals to be able to do that. So just a quick reminder for you guys as well, if you're looking for any sorts of, you know, some equipment, whether it's like Equipment Defender racks or IsoTunes hearing protection, Cujo Yardwear boots or pants, and any of the, you know, the stuff that they do, among a bunch of other things, you can always head on to my website, lawncarebusinesssuccess.com, and then go / resources to the resources page. You'll find there all of the discount codes that I have that can save you guys you know, a bunch of money if you're looking to upgrade or to purchase any of those items. There's also some of those listed in the podcast show notes as well, if you want to take advantage of any discounts and savings for that as you're planning your season. For some of those big purchases, things like those Equipment Defender racks and stuff like that, can be you know, pretty pricey, so you want to be able to make sure that you've got you know, a good deal on that. Try to save some money where you can on that. So make sure you check out that resources page for the latest in discount codes and stuff that I have available to you guys there, and do that. Just another quick little reminder as well, that now that the season is officially wrapped up for me, I'm going to start thinking about transitioning to doing the winter interview series, as I've done the last few years. Very popular. You guys really seem to enjoy those interview episodes as well. So now that it's like really like fresh in my mind, if you guys want to get into the queue and be a part of the winter interview series, now is a perfect time to reach out to me. You can head on over to lawncarebusinesssuccess.com, go to the contact page, and you can send me a message there. Let me know that you're interested. Also, if you follow me on Instagram, that's another great way. You can just send me a DM message and let me know that you want to be a part of the winter interview series. Or you can just write here in the podcast show notes in your podcast player, go to the show notes, and there's a link there where you can leave me a voicemail message, and you can do that as well. So perfect time now as we head in to the winter to get yourself on the list for the winter interview series. So I think that's going to be a lot of fun going in, and hopefully I can do what I did last year, and that is to be able to do a interview episode all the way up each week until next April, until we get into April and have you know, transitioning back to solo episodes as we get back into work and into the spring and stuff. So looking forward to that. Also, keep an eye out as well on my YouTube channel. I've got a bunch of the videos for Equip Expo are out now. There's only a couple left that I want to put out to finish off all of the footage that I had filmed, all the booth tours and stuff like that. And we'll have those out. But one of the things I'm going to start focusing on as well during the winter off season, as well as these obviously podcast winter interview series, is I want to get into regular live streaming on YouTube as well. I got bit by the bug, I would say, that I think I talked about a couple weeks ago, probably about a month ago now, where I was just, you know, I was actually on YouTube looking at, you know, videos and stuff. And a lot of the videos I watch on YouTube are about content creation. And so one of the videos that was suggested was about live streaming and stuff like that. So it's something I hadn't really thought about doing, but I watched the video and I thought, hey, you know, it's kind of neat. Let me get on YouTube and just, you know, see what the process is, you know, how to do a live stream, you know, straight off of the YouTube website and all that sort of stuff. So I was looking into that, and it just happened that I had some free time one evening, and I had the house to myself. So I was like, well, this was like just perfect timing. Let me just like jump on here and just kind of do a live stream and just kind of see, like, I have nothing to talk about at the moment because I didn't really plan this, but let me just, you know, hop on here and just see how all the, you know, buttons and stuff work. And so I did that, and to my surprise, a bunch of people started coming on, and it ended up being like a 2-hour live stream chatting and answering questions and talking and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, well, that was pretty fun, especially considering that it wasn't advertised or planned or any of that, that, you know, maybe that's something I can do into winter. I think that would be fun to hang out maybe once a week or something. Just, you know, answer questions and maybe come up with like a question of the day or a topic of the week or whatever the case may be, and talk about that as well. I think that would be pretty fun to do during the winter, and just kind of bounce ideas and stuff like that during a live stream with people. So look out for that. I'm going to be doing some more of that. Some of you guys may have noticed as well this past weekend, because I was experimenting as well with different live streaming software. I was playing around with some of that, and it was quite interesting because it was confusing, to say the least, going from stumbled on a couple of other videos of like sort of taking your live streams to the next level, and going from just a basic, you know, hey, go on YouTube and hit the live stream button, to using live streaming software, kind of like what you would see like gamers do, where they're, you know, showing like what their you know, gameplay is while they're, you know, talking, and they've got a video of them happening, and, you know, and all that sort of stuff, and just being adding other elements to your live stream. So I started playing around with some different softwares and stuff like that over the weekend, just kind of nerding out. You guys know me, I love technology. So it was a bit overwhelming, confusing at first. And on top of that, my computer, and my MacBook Pro is a few years old now. It's actually about 8 years old now, the one that I currently use. It's something I've been meaning to upgrade each and every year. And I always just kind of limp along going, yeah, it's fine. It's still, you know, it works well still. But this last year, I've taken the video editing a little bit more into just wanting to learn some new skills and stuff like that. So I'd always edited my YouTube videos in just the Apple iMovie that comes with the computer. And for that, my laptop is fine. But then I wanted to start, you know, playing around with some more advanced editing software, just to, like I said, learn some new skills, learn some new ways of doing things. So I went into a more pro version. So I started using DaVinci Resolve, and absolutely falling in love with DaVinci Resolve and how cool it is and all this kind of things you can do. Huge learning curve, though. Just completely crazy what you can do with it. So for that, my laptop is kind of struggling, and there's certain features and things that I don't even touch because my computer wouldn't be able to do that. And same with the live streaming, some of the apps that I was trying to use, it was just locking it up. It was just like, you know, you could hear the fans going on like in like, you know, afterburner mode or something. They were just going off the handle, and the CPU usage was like, you know, off the charts, just trying to do some basic things in a live stream. So some of you guys might have noticed, because it was like I was trying to do some tests live streams, and because the computer was glitching out, it wouldn't respond to my input. So I was trying to like do the live stream in like private mode and stuff like that, but it would like glitch, and it would do the live stream. It would start live stream, but it was in like public mode. And I could see like, you know, the number showing like, you know, one or two people like kind of popping on. And I was like, I'm not trying to do a live stream. I'm just trying to mess, you know, learn this stuff. So I was trying to like cut the live stream, and it kept doing it over and over again. So, if any of you guys saw that and sort of jumped on and stuff expecting that it was like a real live stream, then I apologize for that. But it was just cause I was trying to mess in with it and learning it, and the computer was just completely glitching out. So, I think definitely, like I said, I've put off for upgrading the last 2 years. Last year, I came super close to buying a new MacBook Pro, but I think this off season will be the year that I do that, so that I can utilize, now that I've got a reason with DaVinci Resolve and wanting to do some live streaming stuff, that I can justify now that I need to use that and get a bit of an upgrade there. So again, like I said, that, you know, the winter off season, it's time to reflect on, your business and, think about different things that you want to do, whether for me, lawn care business on one hand, and then kind of the social media aspect, content creation on the other hand, kind of two completely different things working in synergy together, both sort of supporting each other. And for you guys, maybe just the lawn care side of it, growing your business on that end and doing that and just reflecting and thinking about those tools and things that you may need to get and take it to the next level. So I'm just going to take a quick break, and then we'll get into this week's episode right after this. So stay tuned.
Choosing the right equipment also means getting service and support you can trust. Hi, it's Michelle with the XSmart customer service team. We are committed to giving you the expert technical support necessary to keep your equipment performing at its best. Reach us by phone, email, or social media on any weekday, and we will respond quickly with advice you can trust, because it comes straight from the folks who built your machines. Visit XSmart.com to learn about XSmart's industry-leading service and parts support.
Kress is leading the transition from gas-powered lawn equipment for professional use with the industry's first truly game-changing innovation in battery-powered OPE. The Kress 8-Minute Cyber System allows Kress-made 60-volt batteries to fully charge in 8 minutes or less. Now, professional landscapers can replace their gas-powered equipment without sacrificing performance, power, or runtime. And with a full line of equipment benchmarked against gas-powered products, landscapers can finally take charge of their business and make the switch to battery. For more information or to find a dealer near you, visit Kress.com. Kress, we power the professionals.
All right. So this week, since I've been working on all of these Equip Expo videos and kind of knocking that out still, it's been about a month or so of just putting out video after video about the Equip Expo, different brands, different booth tours and all that sort of stuff. One of the things that I did was like back in 2019 when I went to what was the GIE Expo at the time, I did a bunch of attendee interviews. So guys that I would see, I would walk up to and ask if they'd want to do a quick interview on camera, and just ask them a couple of questions, namely about what brings them to the Equip Expo each year for those guys that I know that are there all the time. And what was sort of one standout thing or their favorite thing that they saw at the expo, and sometimes various other questions. Occasionally I would ask certain people. I put out those videos a little bit ago. I did it in three parts, just to make it more easily digestible on YouTube. Three different videos of attendee interviews. So those have been out for a while now. So just like I did in with the GIE Expo, when I did those interviews initially, I put them out as audio as well. So I thought for this episode, since we're going to be getting into the winter interview series and getting into those interview episodes, that this week I would run through all of those Equip Expo interviews that I did during those 3 days of the Equip Expo. Each interview is very short. It's only a few minutes. Thought it would be fun to, compile them all together and, go through them in this episode. So, that's what I've got for you guys now. So, let's check it out. So, hey, Lawn Care Nation, I'm at the Equip 2023 Expo, and look who I ran into, Jake the Lawn Kid. How's it going, Jake?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing awesome. So, tell us what's going on in your life. What's new? It's been since 2019, the last time I saw you in person.
Anything and everything, yeah. Right? So, we got a big spray business in Northwest Indiana. Well, I call it big. It's pretty small. We're at 70, but, you got to consider those small little wins big get you from one level to the next. So, we got over 70 spray accounts, 30 of them we're still cutting if they're on a program. And we also are big into YouTube still, and we're in the e-commerce side. We sell fertilizers and weed controls on our website that are universally available to small professionals getting started as well as DIYers.
Well, there you go, guys. You can order your fertilizer straight from Jake Glunk, and he's obviously got a proven track record on knowing what he's doing with this
stuff. That's correct, yeah.
So that's awesome. So do you ship it nationwide, or how's that work?
So we ship it nationwide. We have a couple warehouses that ship it, take care of the fulfillment for us. Yeah. And pretty much anybody in the country except for a couple of states, but all those guidelines are on our site.
Okay.
JakeTheLawnKid.net.
There you go. That's awesome. So you're like a busy guy. YouTube, you're still cutting lawns, and you're the spray business,
and
now selling fertilizers and stuff.
Now, I will say this. Anybody out there who wants to get into the spray business, I fully encourage you to check with your state. Make sure you have all of your licenses. Yep. Make sure you're legally compliant before you do all that stuff. Once you've done all that, I'm telling you, it could be a pretty good business for you.
Yeah, that's awesome.
That's right.
Awesome. So thanks for taking the time out. And just one last question for you. When can we expect the Christmas light video?
The Christmas light video is coming out very soon, probably sometime in mid to late November, early December. We're always doing some crazy new things.
That's awesome. There you go, guys. Jake the Lawn Kid.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Lawn Care Nation. So we're at the Equip Expo 2023, and we're in the right roof. I'm joined by Aaron Sutter from Lansing Lawn Service. So, hey, Aaron, how's it going?
Doing good, Julio.
Awesome. So what do you like about coming to the Expo every year?
Well, obviously, I love meeting guys like you. That's the biggest reason I come out here, is to meet, say hello to everyone again. But then it's always seeing the new equipment and stuff. One of the biggest things that stood out to me this year was this new brand that's coming out. They've only been in business for like 11 months, I think. Okay. It's their brand name is Yachta.
Oh, okay. I've seen them on social media.
So their mowers just look amazing for only being around for 11 months.
What do you think makes them sort of stand out as like the new kid on the block?
It's the build quality, honestly. Okay. The frame build quality. I mean, it's just, it's like they use, it's like they use beams to build these frames. It's pretty sweet.
Awesome.
You can also take the front off with the deck.
Okay.
So you just pull this handle and the front comes off. You can attach a snowblower to it.
Awesome.
So it's
very cool.
That's what stood out the most to me so far.
All right. Awesome. Yeah. Thanks a lot for joining me.
You bet.
Hey, guys. So I'm here with Scott Faulkner from Red Rock Maintenance in Canada, one of my Canadian counterparts. So, hey, Scott, what draws you to the expo?
honestly, the expo is a lot bigger than the show in Canada, and you get to see so much more equipment. You get to try the equipment out. So I get to try out equipment that I wouldn't normally like to see back home and try it out. So I like doing that. And then also networking with other people too. And just seeing how other people do their business and seeing how it compares to Canada and the U.S. and different times of season. It's really kind of makes my mind blow how, you know, everybody just does things differently, and it's nice for me to learn different ways to do things.
Awesome. So have you seen anything, what like stood out to you so far? It's only day two, but...
Yeah, just day two. I have Thomas Moore here at Write More. Cameron uses it, so I was interested to see that because I watched his videos on that.
Yeah.
I was like, you can do that. It's crazy. You can have like more, like just go around and cutting grass and just sit there and just watch it. That kind of stood out to me here.
Especially when he's doing those videos where he's like eating a sandwich, having lunch, and then he pans the camera and the mower's still mowing some big acreage. Yeah. It's crazy. Awesome. Hey, Lawn Care Nation. So I'm here with Aaron from Aaron's Lawn Care. He's got, we're just talking about him having the best parking spot in the place right out front, showing off his truck wrap. So Aaron, what draws you to the expo each year?
It's to meet people like Julio, you know, all the other influencers alone, but individuals.
Yeah.
I had a guy message me wanting to meet me. You know, I know him from a couple years past, you know, but he's like, he's wanting to make sure we meet up, you know, and say hi. I was like, absolutely, you know.
Yeah.
It's the integrating with people that come to this show. It's so important.
Yeah.
It's so encouraging, so strengthening. Yeah. When you're here, yes, there's a ton of equipment. Yes, there's anything you want to see, you can see it.
Yeah.
But being able to integrate, to talk, to
face to face.
Exactly. Yeah, it's totally different than on a screen, you know, through a message.
Yeah.
It's just completely different.
That's awesome. So it's only day two, but what has stood out to you so far here?
Well, if you can see, I got a Skag lanyard.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a big Skag guy.
Okay.
So, and I run the B-Rides, I run the stand-ons. Well, they have released a new B-Ride.
Okay.
It's higher cutting height, along with other big things. I was excited to see that yesterday.
Okay, awesome.
That was technically the second place I went, but it was the first place I wanted to go.
Okay.
I stopped by Milwaukee on my way
because
I'm a big Milwaukee guy as well.
But
I wanted to go straight to the Skag to see that B-Ride in person.
Awesome.
I've only seen pictures,
so
I wanted to make sure that I seen it in person. I got a good picture of the dually over there, 72-inch deck. That's been phenomenal so far.
Awesome. I'll have to go check it out. I haven't been there yet, so I'll
have it on
there. All right, awesome. Thank you. Hey, Lawn Care Nation. I'm here with Phil from Phil's Lawn Care. So, hey, Phil, how's it going?
Oh, doing well.
Awesome.
Julia, how are you?
I'm doing really good. Thanks for asking. Yeah. So, what draws you to the expo?
You know, for the longest time, I've watched YouTube videos of guys like the big guys, like Keith Kelfish and Brian Lawn Maintenance and all those guys. They'd always have Equip Expo videos, and I'd always be interested in them, but I was never really like set in stone, all right, I'm going to go this year. Well, last year was my first time going.
Nice.
And this has like changed the way I see the lawn care landscape industry because this is where all the brands are.
Yeah.
And this is where you can see what's coming up for next year. So I went last year. I'm like, I'm constantly going this year now. I'm definitely going this year now and constantly going in the future.
That's what I said my first year in 2019. I said, the only problem with Expo is that I'm going to want to go every year. For me, then the pandemic hit the next year.
Yeah.
And then it shut down. So this is my first year back. So it's only day two. What is something that stood out to you so far?
You know, I'll tell you what last year, what stood out was the amount of autonomous and battery and robotic mowers that are out here. I come this year and it's like expanded. Like every brand is now making battery products and autonomous mowers. But yeah, I gotta say, I tried a few of the battery products. I tried some steel battery products, and those are really nice. Steel's got some good new products out there. But I definitely gotta say that the autonomous mowers are still standing out to me. There were some really nice remote control mowers. You see any of those with the track systems?
Yeah.
That one really stood out to me. There's a good use for that, but anything that can take down tall grass and make it short really stood out for me.
Yeah.
Like Ventrax, any of those machines.
Yeah, awesome. So you've been making a name for yourself on social media.
I guess you could say that.
So where can people find you if they haven't?
So I'm on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok. You can look up Phil's Lawn Care, Phil's Lawn Care Plus, Phil's Lawn Care Shorts. You'll find me.
Awesome. So thanks for taking time to talk to me.
Appreciate it, Julia.
Awesome. Have a good day. Hey, Lawn Care.
Gear Nation, so we're here at the GIE Expo, the Equip Expo 2023, and we're at the Wright booth with Cam from Lawn Care Life in Missouri.
That's it.
So you've been coming here a long time.
I have been.
Year after year. So what keeps drawing you back? What's your history with the Expo?
You were talking about the GIE.
The GIE back in the day.
So when I first came, it was back in 2006. It was called the GIE Expo, and I didn't even realize it was an outdoor booth. So I came here, I hung out, I knew no one at all. I didn't meet anyone, and I didn't even realize there was an outdoor booth. And then, 17 years later, here, and I've been coming, I guess, on a regular basis since 2018, probably, 17 or 18. And so, yeah, man, it's been fun. A lot standing out this year, a lot of good people, meeting friends, seeing some new faces, and just hanging out with everybody. And then the equipment, man, this year, I feel like there's more stuff that's been introduced this year than like the previous years. A lot of new standards out that are really neat to see.
Yeah.
So checking those out. But yeah, it's been fun so far.
Awesome. So what would you say is sort of like a standout thing that you've seen this year? Just grab your attention.
Yeah, sure. I'm going to say we're over here in the Wright booth. I'm going to say that LG behind me.
Okay.
Yeah, so the standard LG, it has a Kawasaki FX 850 engine on it, and it has a better flat pad that you lean against, and it has a bigger platform, so a much wider platform.
Okay.
They actually took the ZK has the gas tanks on either side of you, so that platform's a little bit more narrow.
Okay.
But with the LG, they moved the gas tank to the front, so it's in front of you. Got a much bigger platform, much bigger pad, so I think that LG is going to be a game changer, honestly.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So enjoy the rest of your show, and thanks for stopping by and having a chat.
Hey, I appreciate it, Julie.
Awesome. So we're here at the Expo 2023, and I'm here with Tony from Tony's Lawn Care.
How you guys doing?
So, Tony, what brings you to the Expo every year?
What brings me to the Expo is getting to be around 30,000 other guys in industry that we all encourage each other to keep doing the next things in our business, whether it's hard or easy, and that and I come see Julio. So that's it.
You're throwing me off here. That's awesome. Appreciate that support, and it's been a pleasure meeting you as well. It's only day two here at the Expo. What has been the sort of the standout thing for you?
One thing that I really have enjoyed is, last few years they've had a lot of battery products, but I have enjoyed seeing the advancements that they're making on a lot of different, because, just like anything, when it comes out, it's problematic, right? So all this stuff was introduced a few years ago here at the Expo, and in some states it's mandatory and all these things that are coming about. Well, now they're starting to refine it. The battery technology is changing, so they're starting to get some more runtime. They're starting to fix issues of waterproofing, things like you talk about. They're starting to work on some of these things that were definitely holes in the system, if you will, for battery products in general. So that a lot of advancements in that. Obviously, there's still advancements on gas mowers. John Deere, I think, has like a completely new stand-on mower this year. Hustler has new stuff. Xmark has a lot of new stuff. So there's always advancements, small things. So if you come to the Expo, make sure you pay attention to them so you notice them. Don't just come in, if you don't, you kind of make sure you look at the new things and take time to look at them and ask other people, just like you're doing right now, what are things that they've seen? Because then that can help you to notice some things maybe that you missed.
Yeah.
And I want to, the press tools definitely were something. I've seen them last year, but there are definitely some improvements they've already made and some new things that are coming in years next year.
And I have to give you credit as well because you're one of the guys that I've watched early on with the battery stuff. There's a lot of guys that try equipment out and you see them do a video on it and you know that they're not using it all the time, but you're like, we're using the Milwaukee trimmer.
Yeah,
and
still all using stuff. It
yeah,
now.
From, yeah. And I was, right? So I was looking at you going, okay, so I'm not, the only crazy one out here trying battery stuff, early on and stuff. So awesome to see that you're right there at the forefront as well with the battery
and
stuff.
And then, it's just the gas, especially the stick equipment, just the vibration of combustion engines. There are some brands, and most all brands have differing levels of anti-vibe built in, but still none of it is as smooth as the battery equipment. So I think that's something that you appreciate if you've been here for a long time. I've spot got almost 20 years in it.
Yeah, yeah.
So like even right now, like my hands kind of hurt a little bit here and right here, you know, from holding things for a million years.
Yeah.
And so so I think that is a huge advancement in battery equipment. That's one of the best things about it, which wasn't even an option a few years ago.
Yeah, yeah.
And
I think a lot of times it's very politicized, and I hear a lot of people coming with the, you know, it's not good for the environment, blah, blah. And it's like, you know what? If you ask most people using battery equipment, or even driving an electric car for that matter, they're not doing it for the environment, I'm sorry to say.
Right.
There's so many other benefits that, like, the vibration, the noise, the low, you know, breathing in the fumes yourself, the fuel savings. There's so many other things not really even directly related to the environment that make it worth the transition.
Yeah.
So,
and I mean, I'm not against gas equipment.
Yeah.
Both of us still run gas mowers.
Still do.
Which maybe not in the future, you know, as things keep progressing. And, you know, I'm not against gas equipment, but definitely something for you guys to check out when you're here at the show and stuff, because there's a lot of this battery stuff coming. So you might as well check it out while you're here.
Yeah, awesome.
Because it's cool.
Yeah.
So thank you guys for watching.
Yeah. Hey, Lawn Care Nation. So we're here at the Equip Expo 2023. We're in front of the Exmark booth. I'm here with Andrew, the lawn barber. So, Andrew, great to see you finally.
Good to see you, man.
I interviewed you on the podcast.
Yep.
So what brings you to the Expo?
Man, it's my second year. Just, you know, wanting to see what's new, as always, see what new tools are coming out, and, you know, talk to some of the favorite brands that I like. So, you know. See what's going on.
Awesome. So what would you say, it's only day two, but so far, what is your sort of standout thing or favorite thing that you've seen here so far?
What
stands out to you?
I'll say specifically, there's one tool I saw at the Ryobi booth that was pretty cool to me. It was a log splitter, a battery-powered log splitter.
Oh, wow.
I thought that was pretty cool, especially for us landscapers in the fall trying to find something to do, you know, extra to make some income, and people that like to do firewood. So that was cool, and just to see a lot more battery-powered mowers this year.
Yeah, yeah.
And the Ferris had a pretty cool battery-powered zero turn out there as well. It was really nice.
Yeah, yeah.
And you feel like you're on a mower.
That's awesome. So thanks for taking the time to dive in.
Yeah, thank you.
Awesome. Hey, Lawn Care Nation, we're at the Equip Expo 2023. We're in the Vanguard booth, and I ran into Richie Plemons from Plemons Lawn Care. Hey, Richie, how's it going?
What's going on?
Long time.
You know I got to do it.
Okay.
What's up, Lawn Care Nation? Richie Plemons from Plemons Lawn and Landscape.
There you go. We're like kind of like always using the same terms.
We've always used Lawn Care Nation,
since
both
the
of
beginning.
Us. Since the beginning, we've both used it.
So I've been asking everybody around what keeps drawing them to the Expo every year.
It gets bigger every year.
Yes.
There's new stuff every year. And it's not so much the big name brands, but the, like the smaller name brand companies.
Yeah, yeah.
The new stuff that comes
something
out
of here. Something you've never heard of.
Always something new every year here. The one thing that does stand out to me this year is Ferris's new electric mower.
Okay.
So they originally had one last year. They've made some changes to it. They've got some demos now. I can get out there and play on it. And I'm pretty impressed with it. Now, I'm not sold on electrification yet.
Okay.
Simply because I think it's too expensive at the moment.
Okay.
But as the time goes on, hey, my thinking is if you're not on the train, you're going to get left at the station when it does change.
I'm a big electric guy. I love electric, but the price is steep.
So I don't think it's going to take over gas just yet, but it's
eventually
10 years,
at some point.
10 years, I think the gas will kind of start dwindling off. So that's the two things so far for me is the new stuff. The big thing for me this year is the new Ferris electric mower. And seeing everybody I've met and become friends with over the years.
I know, it's crazy.
We've all become friends, and this is like our reunion every year.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. It can go, like I said, last time I saw you was 2019 when I was there, and 2 seconds in, it's like, hey, buddy.
I mean, it's been, 5 years?
Yeah, yeah.
And here we are again, and it's
pick up from where you left off.
Right where we left off, talking, and you get to know these people. You meet new people every year, and I'm just impressed how many people are here.
Yeah, yeah, it's crazy. I think it's the biggest year, attendance-wise.
Again, they broke the record again. I think this is the 40th anniversary, I think.
Yeah, it is the 40th anniversary. That's right.
Big concert tonight at the Yum Center, Third Eye Blind.
Man,
reminds me of the 90s when I was a teenager.
There you go. That's awesome. So thank you so much for taking some time out.
Thank you, brother.
Talking to Lawn Care Nation.
Lawn Care Nation, baby.
Down like this.
Hey, Lawn Care Nation. Nation.
Do that for Richie.
Hey, Lawn Care Nation, we're at the Equip Expo 2023, and I heard the name Jason Ambro over the loudspeaker, so I had to come see this guy. It's been a while.
A long time.
From Ambro's Landscaping and YouTube channel as well. So, Jason, how's it been going?
It's been busy.
Yeah, crazy?
Crazy, yeah. We have our list of companies that we got to reach out to,
yep.
That we spent yesterday all day going from booth to booth.
Yeah,
and finally was able to get outside today to do a little bit of demo stuff.
Crazy, crazy times. So it's just nonstop.
Nonstop. Well, there's so much here.
Yeah. Like, and you get pulled in every direction.
You do.
Yeah.
Like I said, you have your list of the companies you want to see.
Yeah, yeah.
And then there's everything in between that you don't get to see. Plus the outdoor, it's just so much.
Awesome. Yeah. So I've been asking everybody that I've been running into what draws them to coming back to the expo year after year or every few years, whatever the case may be.
Honestly, it's just friendships.
Yeah.
Honestly, this is like one of the only times, unless a company sends us to a place where we get to meet each other and hang out.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like you and I, we don't live far from each other.
No, but it goes years between times.
Exactly.
It takes going all the way across the country.
It does.
To meet up.
Yeah, it's honestly relationships. You know, you message these guys, you see their social media stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You talk, me and Richie talk on the phone all the time. And being able to come to this place where we can all hang out, where we just have something in common, which is lawn care and
it's like a fellowship, basically.
It is, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So what would you say is your, what stood out to you? It's only day two, but what stood up so far?
Honestly, I haven't had much time to look.
Okay.
That's the thing.
It's
been 3 years since I've been here.
Okay. So then what would you say is you're most interested in seeing? Was there something that you were looking forward to?
You know what? I was interested in the Exmark Navigator.
Okay.
Because you run that, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Yep. And, or at least the Toro...
The Toro version.
Collector.
Yeah, 6000 or
I was really looking forward to see that. I want to compare it to Walmart.
Okay.
But they don't have it.
Oh, they don't have it there.
So I'm going to have to come out to your place.
Okay, there you go. Come out and run. Yeah, awesome. So it's great to see you again.
You too, buddy.
And thanks for taking a moment to talk to Lawn Care Nation.
No problem. Take care, guys.
Lawn Care Nation, so we're here at day three of the Equip Expo 2023, and I'm here with the legendary Paul Camara from Spring Green Landscaping. Hey, Paul, how's it going?
Excellent. How are you?
I'm doing good. So I've been going around. I've been asking everybody what draws them back to the expo every year.
For me, I like seeing you. I like seeing my friends from the
industry.
You're going to start that over again.
And take two. Hey, Lawn Care Nation. So we're here, day three of the Equip Expo 2023, and I ran into the legendary Paul Camara. Actually, he's been my Uber driver all week. I've been asking everybody what's been drawing them to the Expo each and every year. So what is it for you, Paul?
For me, you know, I really like coming back and seeing my old friends like yourself and other people in the industry. It's just fun catching up and looking at the new equipment, new technologies. That's all great. I love it, too, but man, it's just about seeing everybody and having a good time. It's like a family reunion for me.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely awesome. It's like I was telling somebody else, it's like a fellowship.
It is.
Everybody coming together.
It is, absolutely.
You can be apart for a few years and you come back and it's like
absolutely.
Yesterday that you've been talking to people.
Yeah, when you see them, their eyes light up. You know, you go up and say, oh, hey, there you are. And you go, you know, it's fun. It's fun. And my eyes light up too.
So what, is there one thing at the expo that has stood out to you this year or something that you were looking forward to seeing?
Something that I really wasn't looking forward to seeing anything. I mean, it's nice to see all the new battery equipment and learning the new technologies and things like that. That's good. I mean, it's definitely very prevalent now in the industry, but there really wasn't one thing that stood out. That, I mean, I did see there was Super Lawn trucks. I love the Isuzu Super Lawn trucks.
Very
and
cool.
All of the new tools and equipment. Nothing really stood out in one. It's more as a whole. The whole thing is just great and enjoyable.
Very cool. Awesome. Thank you so much.
See you later,
buddy. Great seeing you. Yep. So, hey, Lawn Care Nation, here day three, the Equip Expo 2023. I'm here with Kyle from Spring Green Landscaping. This is the legendary Paul Camara's young grasshopper. So he's learning all of the skills, and between you and I, Paul has some really big praise for this guy. He says he's the most knowledgeable kid in his age, in that 20, how old are you?
23.
23-year-old kid in this industry, so that's absolutely awesome. So I've been asking everybody at the expo that I've been running into, what draws them back to the expo? I know you came last year.
Two years ago,
and you wanted to come back again.
Yep.
So what is it about the expo that you like?
I just like seeing all the equipment, really.
Okay.
The Walker and the Skag really draws my attention.
Oh, okay.
I like trying those things out. Meeting people. I met a lot of new people this year.
Too. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. So what would you say is, was there any sort of standout thing for you this year?
No, not really. Yeah, just like looking around.
Just
that's
like
all.
Looking
around. I would say actually, there's a West Wing, I think.
Yeah.
There's like prototypes or up and coming new things.
Yeah, yeah,
I like that. Yeah,
that's cool. This area that no cameras are allowed.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. That's why I haven't seen that in there. That's awesome. So, one last question for you. Hey, turn your ears, mister. So, what's it like working for that hard ass?
Oh, it's great. Yeah. We get along very well.
Yeah, that's awesome. He needs a raise. That's awesome. Thanks, Kyle.
Thank you.
Hey, Lonker Nation. So we're here at the Equip Expo 2023 at the Cudjoe Yardware booth. I ran into Mitchell from Mythco Outdoor Services.
Yeah, it's a mouthful.
It's a mouthful, especially, yeah. So how are you doing?
I'm good, man.
So awesome to meet you in person.
Good to connect with you, yes, sir.
Yeah, so I've been asking everybody I've been running into what draws them to the Equip Expo every year. I, unfortunately, don't get to get out here all the time, but you are always here.
Every
so
year.
What is it about the Equip Expo that brings you out?
So real quick, early on, it was always the equipment.
Yep.
The equipment draws us here. The more years that I come, it's the relationships, the social aspect, doing what we're doing right now, you know, seeing you, meeting you. That's what draws me here.
Yeah.
Also, seeing what the latest, greatest, you know, prototypes, new products. And we're right here at the Cudjoe booth, seeing what they've got new coming up. So, you know, seeing how the envelope and how the goalposts are being moved from these brands also attracts me.
So, is there one standout product or thing that you've seen at the show this year that piqued your interest?
It's hard to say.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, that's a hard pill to swallow.
Okay.
Because, especially, you know, partnering up with many different brands.
Yeah. You got to tread lightly.
Tread lightly in many different spaces.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, you know, it's amazing to see the innovation that's coming in the electrification of equipment.
Yeah.
You know, that's really cool to see.
Yeah.
I'm more open to it than some folks.
Yeah, I am totally all about battery stuff.
So, you know, it's neat to see.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So just seeing certain equipment that wasn't battery powered before now being battery powered is pretty cool.
Aerators and things.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
I'll say it. I'll go out on a limb. You know, seeing what Skag is doing has been really cool.
Okay.
You know, them doing a mini skid.
Yep.
You know, Toro's got the new 32-inch stand-on mobile, which is really neat.
Yep.
You know, so it's really cool. You know, companies are, you know, being innovative and doing new things. And
pushing innovative. Themselves.
Yep.
Right?
Themselves.
It's like from one year to another, one's doing one and then the other, and they're kind of trying to, so it's really
and
cool.
There's new brands popping up.
Yeah, stuff that you've never even heard of.
Yep.
Yeah, so this is the place to be. For
100%.
That stuff.
You got to get down here.
Yeah, so if you're a lawn care business, you'd say,
100%.
You got to get down here.
You got to make it happen.
Yeah. Awesome. So thank you so much for taking the time. Nation, so we're here at the Equip Expo 2023. We're on day three. Things are starting to wind down a little bit. We're in the Toro booth. It's finally quiet here. It's always been pumping with action. And we got Mr. Copper Creek Cuts. And
I said, so it's Brad with Copper Creek Cuts, but I'm throwing everybody off because I'm wearing the Vintrax shirt. It's just the most comfortable polo that I own, so that's why I'm wearing it.
I texted this guy at like 1 a.m. saying, I need some Brad Bear in my life. So
I was asleep at 8 o'clock last night, so I didn't see it till this morning, but we finally bumped into each other.
There you go. It's always awesome running into you. So I've been asking everybody at the expo, what draws you back every year? What is it about the expo that you love coming to?
There's some component of me coming here and I say, I'm going to film everything brand new. I'm going to make 1,000 shorts. And then I get here and I get overwhelmed at how much stuff and like how much work it is to do that. So that's what I always tell myself. This year I was like, I said the same thing, but then I came here and I was like, just talk to people, look at what products interest you, just talk to the people and don't worry about filming everything. So I kind of let myself off the hook there.
Yeah.
But that's kind of, but it is always nice to see you guys and then the people who support the channel with different products, see what's new with them, that kind of thing.
Amazing to see the impact it makes on people's lives that recognize you and they come up to you and they're like, right? Your channel's massive. So I can't imagine.
There's only been like two people and Julia was one of them. I don't know how that feels.
I'm like, I can't imagine. Imagine you even saw anything at the show with people coming up to you. So, is there one standout thing or something at the show that just grabbed your attention?
I think that that Yakta Mower Company. Okay. They're a new company. They've got like a sister company that does agricultural, like cattle crush equipment. Okay. So they're not starting from scratch, okay, because they've got infrastructure that's supporting them, and they can duplicate. But the thing that's neat is they have come out with a zero-turn mower that's split frame, okay, almost like a Ventrac or a skid steer, where you can take the front mower deck off and replace it with a bigger mower deck, a snowblower,
like a walker.
I've never seen it done with like a true zero turn, where half of the zero
you're
turn
is still there. Yeah.
So it's kind of neat to see. I'm going to try and see if they've got any outdoors where they show that. They've got it exploded in one of the indoor booths.
Seeing how it actually works.
But that's probably the neatest thing I've seen.
Awesome. So thank you so much for taking time.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure to see you guys.
There you go. Hey, Longhorn Care Nation. So I'm here with Johnny from Blades of Grass. So Johnny, I've been asking everybody, you're such an icon in the industry. What brings you back to the expo every year?
Well, this is my second year, and guys, let me tell you, just seeing the different content creators, the followers, the subscribers, you know, we always equate followers and subscribers just to a number, but when you see an individual come up to you and go, man, I've been following you for a while, I mean, it really, really let me tell you, it motivates you, man, especially, you know, me putting out the videos, because, you know, putting out videos is just it's tedious work. It reinvigorates me, man. It makes me just want to say, you know, keep doing what I'm doing. But I love it. I love it.
It's crazy to think, I just cut grass. And the effect that you can have around the world on somebody's life.
That is correct.
That is amazing.
Now, also, let's not, you know, I mean, the equipment. Man, let me tell you, just, I'm like a kid at a candy store. Yeah. You know, every booth that you go into, there is a brand new piece of equipment. I just love watching mowers. If this was nothing but lawnmowers, I'll be extremely excited. This is above and beyond, guys. I'm telling you, you have technology, you have innovation, you have all of that good stuff. So please, this is one of those places that you want to definitely come to, because I'm telling you, it's worth every penny that you pay to come here.
I don't want to take up too much more of your time. What's a favorite thing or standout thing that you've seen so far this year?
Well, you guys know me. I love the battery-powered equipment. My revolution.
I love battery stuff. I keep watching yourself going,
I love the revolution, man. But no, listen. Every brand is coming out with their own version of electric equipment. And I'm just looking forward to hopefully get the ability, to test it out. So that's what I'm looking for.
Awesome. Thank you so much for your time. And thank you for your service.
Oh, man. Thank you very much.
Awesome. You're an inspiration to the community.
Thank you very much. And listen, try to make it. Pop Smoke.
There you go.
Peace.
So there you have it, Lawn Care Nation. Hopefully you guys enjoyed that series of quick interviews from the Equip Expo. It was a lot of fun doing all those. I thank everybody that participated when I was there at the Equip Expo, taking some time out to do those quick little interviews. Always so much fun. And, you know, as you heard a bunch of those guys talk about, you know, it's just an all-around good time to go out there to the Equip Expo to check out all the equipment and to be able to interact with everybody and to just be in the same place as all of the other guys in the same industry as you, to make some lasting friendships and some meaningful connections as well. Absolutely fantastic. I would absolutely recommend you guys go to the Equip Expo if you haven't been there yet before. Also, as mentioned there from a couple of guys, Johnny from Blades of Grass and Brad Bear from Copper Creek Cuts, mentioning about Johnny saying that the content creation is very tedious, and Brad saying how he was planning to come out to the Equip Expo and do a bunch of videos and stuff like that, but it's just so much work and all that sort of stuff. And I'm was like nodding my head through the whole time, because here we are, it's the last week of November. And I am still putting out Equip Expo videos from, you know, what has it been now? Like almost 6 weeks since the Equip Expo happened. And I've been putting out like 2 to 3 videos a week from that. So it was a ton of work. I worked my buns off when I was there going booth to booth trying to capture as much footage of you guys to be able to have that as a resource for you guys to check out if any of those brands that I did cover was something that interested you. And as I said, I've got a couple more to put out, and I'll finally be done with the Equip Expo videos and footage that I captured. But just a quick reminder as well before we wrap it up for this week to just, you know, going into the winter interview series. If you guys are interested in, like I said previously, to hit me up, send me an email, DM message, one of those voicemails there that you can find the link to in the podcast show notes there. Head on over to my website, whichever way is most convenient to you, to get your name on the list, and we'll have a chat for the winter interview series. So that's it for this one, guys. Here's to wishing you guys all overwhelming success and freedom in your lawn care business. Bye for now.